Grace to you and peace from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Anthony was a good guy. He was a great guy. His parents always taught him there's always wealth in God's creation. And boy, did he know it. Both his parents highly invested in land, and their wealth grew and grew. A good Christian family, they were well off. There was always wealth in God's creation, and they knew it. And so did Anthony. And so Anthony was raised with those kinds of riches. And, you know, he was one of those kind of kids. One of those kind of kids that was raised with a lot of money, that understood that they had a lot of money, and maybe was a little bit more rebellious than he should have been. But his parents always taught him that there's always wealth in God's creation, and so it was. However, in his later teenage years, the unthinkable happened. Both of his parents died. He was old enough to be considered an adult, but if you give a young person all kinds of money, you might even say an almost unlimited supply of wealth, and you can imagine what happens. Anthony was a good guy, but he really understood what it meant. He understood that there's always wealth in God's creation. And so Anthony lived. He didn't have a whole lot to do. He had a sister, a younger sister. Now, he had to take care of his younger sister, but honestly, it wasn't all that hard. It wasn't all that challenging or that difficult. And so Anthony did what Anthony did. So he was a good guy. The kind of guy you wanted to be friends with. The kind of guy you wanted to hang around. Almost charismatic in a style. But I don't know if you would call him Christian. I mean, he had two Christian parents, but I just don't think that you would call him Christian. He didn't seem to epitomize that. The way he lived, the way he was, the way he presented himself. I don't know if you would say, oh, there's a good Christian. No, not Anthony. Maybe a kid raised with a silver spoon, you might say. Maybe somebody who is spoiled rotten, maybe you'd say that, but I don't know if you would say, oh, look, there's Anthony, a great Christian man. No, not Anthony. But Anthony knew. He knew that there was always wealth in God's creation, and by golly, he understood what that meant. Well, till one day he decided he didn't. One day, well, something just wasn't right. One day, Anthony decided to kind of go to church. It wasn't necessarily the most common trait. You might think of, if you think of Anthony, you might not say, well, he's obviously an avid churchgoer. Maybe it was because of the way his parents had raised him and taught him that he had to go to church. Maybe it was societal pressure around him. Maybe it was something else. Maybe there were other people around him saying, you better go to church. Who knows what happened or why he decided to go, but he did. He decided to go. And the preacher that morning really hammered some things down. Really hammered some things down. The text was not ours. It wasn't our gospel lesson for today. In fact, the gospel lesson that Sunday was from the Gospel of Matthew, where the rich man goes up to Jesus, and Jesus tells him he has to sell all he has and come follow him. And the man leaves dejected. He leaves saddened because he had all kinds of wealth. Something about that really stuck with Anthony. Something about that really, really impacted him. He had to work it through with his mind. What do you do with that? Isn't there always wealth in God's creation? Isn't this what it was all about? Isn't it all about making money? Isn't it all about getting more power and more prestige, if you will? What's all this about? It is God's creation. And yet Jesus called on this rich man to sell all he had and follow him. So Anthony was perplexed, but he was also impacted. There he was, a man in his early 20s, 20, 21, trying to really process what Jesus said in that text. Eventually, he came to the conclusion that his parents were right, but they were right in all the wrong ways. There was, in fact, wealth in God's creation, but the key word there was God's creation. It was God's. It was owned by him. It belonged to him. And so St. Anthony, for that's what we call him, did something kind of stunning. He turned. He sold everything that he had, all of it. His sister, he found a place for her to stay, and she could stay there, made sure that her way was paid all the way through, took all the rest of the money and gave it to the poor, and then he ventured out into the desert. And I know you're thinking, why would you go out into the desert? Well, you see, in 270 AD, around that time, it was considered very worthwhile to go out into the desert. For it was there that you could spend time in meditation, that you could spend time in prayer, that you could spend time doing battle against dark forces. You see, there you could turn to God in quiet and in peace. There's always wealth in God's creation. And some of that wealth has nothing to do with money. You see, the word wealth actually means an abundance of valuable things. And Anthony certainly understood that a lot better now. He had an abundance of valuable things, but the key word there is that it was God's things. And he understood that it was God's things and not his. He understood all that God had done for him. In our gospel lesson this morning, you might not even see the connection, all that. But here you have Ezekiel, who is called by God to go and proclaim a message of repentance to God's people. And then you have the gospel of Mark with Jesus sending his people out, sending the disciples out in a call to repentance. That word repentance means to turn. And that is certainly what Jesus is giving the message to his disciples to say. Turn. Turn from your sin. Turn from all these things that you've grabbed hold of, that you thought were wealthy, that you thought were valuable. But in the end, they were nothing. In the end, they were but dust. In the end, they weren't worthwhile. As Jesus sends out his disciples two by two, they proclaim such a message. The wealth, it isn't found in holding on to these items, these tangible things. The wealth is found in God. The wealth is found in God's kingdom. And at least with Jesus and his disciples, part of their message was that the kingdom of God is coming. Jesus is coming. And Jesus is calling on them to repent, to turn from their sin, and to turn back to God. In our own day and age, we hear the same message. Repent, We all have sin in our lives. We all have things that we cling on to, that we hold on to. And yet God calls us to repentance. Through the working of the Holy Spirit, we are called to turn from our sin and to turn where the thing of real value is. To turn to God. Yes, it's a working of the Holy Spirit. Yes, it's a working of God Himself that causes us, that enables us to turn. And yet where things are truly important and valuable is that our Heavenly Father sent His Son for our sake. That our sins, all of our sins, have been washed clean by the very blood of the Lamb. That's value. That's what's important. Yes, there's always wealth in God's creation, but the key to it all is that understanding that it is God's and not ours. And God has certainly given us quite a bit. The forgiveness of our sins, eternal life. As He says in that passage in Matthew that so impacted Anthony, your treasure lies in heaven, not right here. It's a lot to ponder. It's a lot to think about. It's a lot to dwell on. Saint Anthony went out into the desert. Now you might be wondering, why in the world did Saint Anthony get called Saint Anthony, and Saint Anthony the Great at that? Well, part of that reason is because whenever Christians began to be persecuted, whenever people began to kill Christians, a lot of them fled to the place where the military simply would not go. They fled to the desert. And they were taught how to live in the desert by a man who gave up his wealth and fled to the desert and learned how to live there, Saint Anthony the Great, who learned a lot about God's creation, who learned a lot about the wealth that God truly has, the wealth in God's Son that He sent for Anthony, that He sent for His disciples, that He sent for you. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.